you know, it's been a long road back, and I was really feeling good. And you know, but that's, you know, it's part of the game, and you have to be able to deal with it.
Feel like you're back at a pretty effective level at this point.
You know, it's always, you just have to get out and play. But I mean, just as far as practice goes, you know, today felt pretty good. There's never doubt. You just kind of go through the week of work and, you know, let coaches make their decisions. You know what? It was one of those deals where it was going to be tough just because of kind of the history of my knee and things like that. But I knew I wasn't going to play last week.
Did it scare you at all that it was on the same knee, or do you just kind of treat as a
I mean, it's obviously, I'd rather it not happen at all, but that's kind of the you know, the price of doing business. You have to realize that every time you step out on the field, something can happen, and obviously with the history that I have, that you know, it was just another kind of a fluke hit, but you know, it's fortunate that it was pretty minor.
Hey, Paul, I feel like after the win, you seem to maybe find their mojo here and just a little run.
You know, I think we've been close. It's just a matter of stringing stuff together and not making mistakes. And I think when we play, you know, good, solid football like we did on Sunday, we'll win a lot of football games.
Did you have to drive like that 15-play drive? You had to take the lead, be something that kind of just sets everything in motion?
You know, I just think every week stands on its own. You can carry over confidence from the week before and, you know, kind of just go back to that when you're looking to kind of grasp something. But that was obviously a huge drive in our season that, you know, it was such a close game, and our defense had played so well that when we went down and were able to score, we felt like we were going to be in pretty good shape.
How about your set in San
Francisco? Really good. You know, one of the most physical groups of front seven that we'll see all season. And, you know, they, you know, I think they've taken on the personality of their coach. And that's, you know, he obviously was a Pro Bowl player, and that's, you know, we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have to play, you know, a lot better than we did last week.
Mark, you've been so consistent here for so long.
Yeah.
You come back in this role where, you know, maybe you're playing some or maybe you're not. How different is the work week for you to put in all the work of the week and then kind of wonder where your status is on Sunday?
It's not that much different. I mean, I think there's just, you have to always prepare like you're going to play. And obviously before, I always knew what was going to happen. I knew I'd be out there. But you have to prepare the same. It's just a little more, you know, mental, getting through the hurdles of not thinking that you're not going to play. That never crosses your mind. You just prepare as if you're going to play. And you know, if things don't work out, you kind of run with it. But
is there a letdown you're not playing Sunday, or do you find things where you...
You can't get let down. I mean, yeah, you have to stay into it. And I think, you know, when you have young guys coming off and you can help them, there's all kinds of ways to contribute. Obviously, you want to play to contribute. You don't want to, you know, just stand there. But in the same respect, you know, when you're a team player, you do whatever the team needs and you fulfill the role that the coaches ask you to do.
So you're there, I mean, you're spotting things, you're watching things from the sideline?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just out there trying to, you know, contribute in whatever way I can. And that's, you go through the week of work and then you let everything fall on Sunday.